This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part two of the fourth message in the series from the book of Hebrews, a series called Jesus Is. We talk about encouragement today from Hebrews, the third chapter, encouraging one another daily. It's not a suggestion, it's a command of the book of Hebrews. That last verse has a phrase I didn't talk about in the first message, but the thought just came to me. Today, if you hear his voice, I would like to think that every Sunday at Crossview Christian Church, somebody walks out that door and says to themselves or someone with them, I heard his voice today. Not my voice. They're talking about the Lord speaking to that person through the word, through the message, through worship, through communion, whatever the case may be. And maybe today is a day for somebody where you leave here saying, I heard the voice today. Not necessarily an audible voice, but you heard the still small voice of the Holy Spirit of God speaking to your spirit about what's going on in your life, what's not going on in your life that should be, about relationships that need to change, relationships that need to be healed, whatever the case may be. Let's bring up verse 12 again, if we could, the first verse. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. An unbelieving heart means a heart that's turning away from the Lord. I said this recently. You know that your life is changing for the better when you start seeing your heart turn toward the Lord instead of away from him. You know, it's true in relationships. I don't know how many of you saw that special about the dating relationships and how they were watching couples having their first date, and this person who's a matchmaker was making comments almost like play-by-play watching a game, and she would say, oh, that's not a good sign what he just did there. He turned away from her. Oh, her body language isn't good. She's turning away from him emotionally. People do that with the Lord all the time. There are people in this room today, the last 5 years would be described as your heart's been turning away from the Lord. And maybe today it's a transition time and it's going to turn back. And I think one of the greatest things we do in ministry is simply not just convert people or win people to Christ. That's the standard line that ministers use, and those are true statements. But I like to think that part of my ministry is just turning somebody a little on one Sunday and a little more another Sunday. And they're turning their heart back home. Turning their heart back home to the Father. You know it's true in relationships. One of the signs you know that a relationship is going south is when you're turning your heart away from a person. And you know that a relationship is improving when you turn your heart back to that person. See to it that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Here's the question. How would you describe your heart right now? Do you have a believing heart? An unbelieving heart? Or do you have what I call a transitional heart? Your heart is in transition. And that's a good sign that you're coming around. I'd like to bring up the next verse if we could. This is the focal point. Verse 13. But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. I want you to notice this is not based on personality. The Hebrew writer doesn't say, now if you take a personality test and your personality type shows that you're an encourager, you need to do this. It's not what it says. We're under orders, all of us, to be an encouragement to other people. For what reason? So that none of us will be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. There's something about encouragement that has spiritual repercussions in a person's life that we don't necessarily see in this life. Would you listen to that again? There are spiritual repercussions that happen because if you're encouraging another person spiritually that you may not see in your lifetime, but you'll find out about in eternity. Well, our website once again is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.